Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1575, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely listen to the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. That's where I discuss all of that in more detail. But for now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Lee writes, I am a devoted listener of your podcast. My question, health and fitness have become very important to me. My significant other, however, finds this a big joke. Although she's been diagnosed as pre-diabetic, she continues to eat processed, sugary foods and is somewhat lax about seeing her doctor when it's necessary. She is not a fan of exercise and shuns it, although lately she has given in to an occasional walk. Out of concern, I suggest things to her, but am met with a cavalier response like, hey, you've got to die of something. I'm concerned about her welfare and wish there was a way to convince her of trying, through baby steps, to take better care of herself. Not only that, but she berates my attempts at healthy living. She will constantly chastise me for being too thin. I am mocked for voicing my preferences, being told to just go along with everyone else. Any suggestions on how to speak to her, as well as how to make it clear that these are important issues to me? Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Lee, and thank you for being such a devoted listener of the show. I so appreciate you. Now, I talk about the importance of social support all the time on this podcast. And yes, social support is important, but that support doesn't have to come from a significant other. It would be ideal, sure, but it's not a requirement. Sometimes, those we're closest to feel threatened by these new behaviors. It's as if we're changing and leaving them behind. As a result, they may resist and possibly even mock these new habits as a form of self-defense. Still others just may not like change and resist for that reason alone. But support could come from other sources, like other family members, friends, a running club, an online fitness club, your healthcare provider, whatever helps you stay on track. Now, I need to mention there is a fine line between staying on track and being too strict with our new lifestyle. For example, if we have placed too many restrictions on ourselves, this can be a sign of a potentially deeper issue. For example, let's say someone's on vacation, but they feel as though they absolutely have to find a gym and work out twice a day while on vacation. Or the individual feels they have to avoid certain foods at all costs because it will completely derail the progress they've made. Side note, completely removing certain foods from our diets is absolutely fine when we're dealing with a food allergy or food intolerance, but that's a completely different discussion altogether. If we voluntarily decide to banish a food or nutrient, and believe that consuming it will completely negate all of the progress we've made, we may need to think about whether our new lifestyle has become an obsession. Now, when it comes to convincing your partner to even take baby steps towards a healthier lifestyle, this will likely be an uphill battle. Psychologists have studied this phenomenon, this idea of giving someone health advice when they're not ready to hear it, and here's what they found. The person will dig their heels in and completely resist. If we were to try and push past this resistance and continue trying to convince them why they should be exercising and why it would be good for them to eat more fruits and vegetables, they will continue digging their heels in. They will not be convinced. This is because no one wants to lose an argument. No one wants to think that they're somehow less than. In fact, during the conversation, if we persist, we will find that the person resisting becomes even more stubborn as the argument goes on. They will convince themselves, wholly and completely, that they are right and you are wrong. This is the opposite of what we want to have happen. We want them to be open-minded. So, I would stay away from having that sort of conversation. Where does that leave us then? In your situation, Lee, it's important to have an open and honest conversation with your significant other about your lifestyle change. If that's possible without starting an argument, that would be ideal. I would mention to her how important this new lifestyle change is to you. If you're comfortable, I would also gently mention that some of the things your partner is saying about your lifestyle change feel hurtful. Maybe mention that you're actually doing this for them too. Now, you might get an odd look after saying this, but stick with me here. Think about mentioning how this new lifestyle is helping you become the best version of yourself and, as a result, the best loving partner to them too. You want to live a long, happy life together, and you believe that this is one way to achieve that. You could gently say that you would like your partner to join you on this journey. It's okay if they don't want to, but at least you're expressing your feelings in an open and honest way, and you're attempting to include them, which will hopefully bring down some of those defenses and any fear that they may be experiencing about you sort of leaving them behind. Again, if they're not on board with joining you and taking baby steps, that's okay. There are other ways to find a support network. But if the mocking continues or nothing changes after this conversation, it may be worthwhile to seek some professional counseling at that point. And thank you so much again for the question, Lee. If you want to send me a question, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice heard on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. It's one of my favorite parts of the show. I love reading them and responding to them. And thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.